Leader of the opposition, LOP, in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, on Sunday, October 27, described the Bandra stampede as an example of India's crumbling infrastructure, asserting that the country requires international-class infrastructure. Inaugurations and publicity hold value only when backed by a foundation that genuinely serves the public. When lives are lost, and bridges, platforms, or statues collapse after ribbon-cutting ceremonies due to poor maintenance and neglect of public property, it raises serious concerns, Rahul Gandhi posted on X. He also highlighted the Balasore train accident that claimed 300 lives last year. To state his point, the Balasore train accident in June last year claimed 300 lives, yet instead of compensating the victims, the BJP government has embroiled them in lengthy legal battles. Just think an M-dash. When even the statue of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj collapsed within just 9 months, it clearly indicates that the intent was merely publicity, with no respect for Shivaji Maharaj or concern for public safety, the leader of the opposition stated. Today, the nation needs world-class infrastructure that also addresses the local needs of the poor and M-dash, facilitating business, easing travel, and ensuring safety, he added. According to news agency ANI, Gandhi further stated that India is capable and competent, requiring only an effective and transparent system dedicated to public service and building a strong future for the country. Meanwhile, Dr. Sushil, the chief medical officer, CMO, of Bhabha Hospital, reported that 10 people were injured in the Bandra stampede incident. Of these, 5 were admitted, 3 were discharged, and 2 with serious injuries were transferred to KIM Hospital for further treatment. The stampede occurred on Platform 1 after a crowd gathered for the Bandra-Gorakhpur Express. Earlier, Shiv Sena, Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray, spokesperson Anand Dubey criticized the Mahayuti government, and said that the value of life has diminished in Maharashtra. He added that Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, who also serves as the Bharatiya Janata Party's, BJP, Maharashtra in charge, holds no accountability for public safety. Meanwhile, speaking about the Bandra stampede incident, Western Railway Chief Public Relations Officer, CPRO, Vineet Abhishek said, early this morning at Bandra Terminus, as the Bandra-Gorakhpur Antyodaya Express, scheduled for 5:15 a.m, arrived at the platform, some passengers attempted to board while it was still moving. 2 passengers were injured and taken to hospital by railway staff. Western Railway ensures trains arrive 2-3 hours before departure during festive periods. Abhishek added that the railways have set up additional ticket counters, deployed adequate government railway police, GRP, Railway Protection Force, RPF, and ticket checking staff, and prioritized safe boarding procedures. Despite our efforts, this unfortunate incident occurred. Western and Central Railways have issued 2,300 notifications for additional trains. Extra counters, sufficient staff, and multiple information channels are in place to ensure smooth operations during the festive season, he said, with NI inputs.